Ziegler, Richard Schiff, Deputy Chief of Staff Josh Lyman, Bradley Whitford, and personal aide to the President Charlie Young, Dooley Hill. Donatella Donna Moss, Janelle Maloney, Josh's able assistant, replaced political consultant Madeline Mandy Hampton, Ph.D., Moira Kelly, as a series regular in Season 2. Originally intended to be a peripheral figure, President Joshua Jed Bartlett, Sheen, the intellectually formidable former New Hampshire governor and liberal Democrat, Nobel Prize-winning economist, and descendant of a Declaration of Independence signer, proved so popular that he soon moved center stage. Recurring characters like First Lady Abigail Abby Bartlett, Stockard Channing, and younger daughter Zoe Bartlett, Elizabeth Moss, as well as Vice Presidents John Hoynes, Tim Matheson, and later Robert Bingo Bob Russell, Gary Cole, joined the cast of a series about a fictional Democratic White House charged by highly principled but flawed individuals striving to govern honorably. The West Wing began in the closing years of the Clinton administration, 1993 to 2001, a post-Lewinsky era of political scandal and partisan vitriol. Aspiring to turn around the deep cynicism pervading American political life, the series went for nobility and for politics with a purpose. It combined the representation of the quotidian with high-minded governance and debated weighty political questions alongside stories of its all-too-fallible characters. Its visual pace was kinetic, its dialogue smart and witty. Only a Steadicam could hope to keep up with the numerous plots involving staffers dashing through the labyrinthine corridors of power at impossible speeds. Each week, the show provided a vibrant civics lesson on a broad range of issues, from hate crime legislation and gun control to budget appropriations and the arcana of U.S. Census sampling. Constitutional law and domestic policy intertwined with foreign affairs as the administration dealt with Middle East discord and the specter of international terrorism, centered on the fictional Kumar. What started as a hopeful take on government as a noble calling, or, as Sorkin put it, a valentine to public service, found its creative niche, for better or worse, by evoking a parallel political universe as America lurched rightward with a Republican administration under George W. Bush, 2001 to 2009. In this alternative world, where life and politics mimicked the real world but rarely collided with it, the Bartlett administration struggled for political survival, creatively and commercially. Always a precarious juggling act, claims critic Noel Holston. The series was a lifelike fantasy, both dependent on and vulnerable to events in the real world. Truth was more immediate than fiction, wrote Lance Parkin about the series as it struggled to adapt following the terrorist attacks on American soil in September 2001. Put simply, cataclysmic world events seemed more compelling than anything the West Wing could ever imagine post-9/11. A discernible shift from representing internal Washington politics to stories involving terrorism and foreign tensions could soon be detected. Republican voices grew louder, and crises increasingly drove the presidency. Bartlett may have spoken as a social liberal, but he often behaved like a hawk on the major issues, especially those involving international affairs and the military. Set against a real U.S. presidency obsessed with homeland security and mired in a contentious foreign conflict, and a country split by the schismatic cultural wars, the West Wing lived in the divide between its liberal idealism and the nation's conservative reality. Season 6 saw a reshuffle. New faces and fresh crises redefined the Bartlett presidency, while Josh, Donna, and Will temporarily left the White House for the campaign trail. Plots increasingly focused on the hotly contested presidential election, primaries, debates, and party conventions included. Topical debate about important issues